today's contestants, a biomedical engineer from Boston, Massachusetts, Dave Blum. A financial counselor from Jersey City, New Jersey, Elise Nussbaum. And our returning champion, a medical student from Lebanon, New Hampshire, Sofik Namburar, whose one day cash winnings total $27,201. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everybody. I'm in a good mood today, and I know that Sofik is in a very good mood, having won $27,000 on yesterday's program. Can he do it again today against Elise and Dave? We'll start finding out right now. Good luck, players. Here we go. All right, let's take a look at the categories. First off, we're going to celebrate Disney on Broadway. They've been on Broadway for 25 years. That's followed by there's a national day for that. Hey, you're creeping me out. A list from PBS, The Great American Reads Top 100 Books, followed by Racket Sports, and finally, The Occupation of France. Champ, go.
Let's start with The Occupation of France for $200.
Coiffeur. Elise.
What is hairdresser?
That's the occupation.
Occupation, 400.
Bibliothécaire. Elise.
What is librarian?
Right.
Occupation, 6.
Hôtesse de l'air. Elise.
What is flight attendant?
Yes.
Occupation, 8.
Écrivain. Dave.
What is a student?
No. Elise.
What is writer?
Writer, yes.
Occupation, 1,000.
Infirmière. Elise.
What is nurse?
You ran the category. Way to go. $3,000 for you.
Great American Reads Top 100 Books for 200, please.
This Harper Lee classic topped the list and was the favorite book of 48 states as well. Dave.
What is To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes.
Disney for 200, please.
Disney's first ever Broadway adaptation was this one, based on a movie and a fairy tale. Dave.
What is Beauty and the Beast?
Right.
Disney for 4.
This hit musical will give you chills. Patrick.
What is Frozen?
Correct.
Disney, 600.
The Sherman Brothers turned a mouthful into a catchy song, a delightful scene in this musical. Elise.
What is Mary Poppins?
You're correct.
You're creeping me out, 200.
I'm sorry. An expectant mother probably wouldn't want the baby brought by the shoe-billed type of this bird. Dave?
What is a stork?
Stork is right.
Racket Sports for 6, please.
What's the deal, yo? The USAPA promotes this racket sport, one of the USA's fastest-growing sports. Dave?
What is pickleball?
Pickleball, you got it.
Racket Sports for 8, please.
Answer there. Daily double. All right, you're tied with Sofik in second place. You can risk up to 1,000.
Let's risk 1,000.
All right, here is the clue. The Thomas Cup and the Uber Cup are presented by the BWF, this Racket Sports World Federation.
What is... I don't know.
No, you're not coming up with badminton for B. Badminton, you're at negative 600. Plenty of time, though. Go.
Disney for 8, please.
The spectacular opening number of this show is just one reason it won a Best Musical Tony. It's the soul of life, and it's more than more. Sofik.
What is The Lion King?
Right.
Disney on Broadway, 1,000.
Special footwear helps the characters glide across the stage in a show-stopping number from this musical. Dave.
What is The Little Mermaid?
And with that correct response, you've got yourself out of the hole and you put yourself on the plus side at 400. And you've taken us to our first commercial break. Our thanks, of course, to Disney for helping out with all those two. Back in a moment. Dave Blum is a biomedical engineer from Boston, Massachusetts, who piloted a human-powered glider into the Charles River. What kind of power exactly are we talking about here? Human power?
Just for my buddies. We built a craft. We had this 30-foot platform up over the Charles River. I got in it. The four of them shoved me off the edge, and I glided a little bit, and then I crashed.
Okay, so it's not like you were pedaling on the way down and maintaining your altitude that way.
No.
And it was fun?
Oh, it was a blast for the 2 seconds it lasted.
That landing. It's those landings that are really bad. Elise Nussbaum is from Jersey City, New Jersey. And one of your hobbies is doing what with cupcakes?
I make cupcakes and I decorate them in ways inspired by famous works of art.
For instance?
I decorate a cupcake to look like one of Yayoi Kusama's famous polka-dotted pumpkins.
Okay, good for you. Southvik Nambarar is our champion. He is from Lebanon, New Hampshire, and he does pro bono work at a flu clinic. Tell me about that.
That's right. We go out into a community, we give flu shots every fall, and if it's really scary the first time, I've brand new to medical school, and they've just sticking people with needles and just putting it in their shoulders, and hopefully no one I inject.
And yet you want to pursue a career in medicine.
Yeah. As of now.
You like to stick it to people, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
All righty. Okay, Dave has command of the board. He's on the plus side. Make a selection.
All right, let's go racket sports for two, please.
Matkot, Hebrew for racket, is the unofficial national sport of this nation where it's being played in the photo. Dave.
Of what is Israel?
Israel is correct.
Let's go with top 100 books for 600, please.
This author made the list at number 24 with his epic, The Stand. Elise.
Stephen King.
Right.
Top 100 books, 800.
Sci-fi entries on the list range from Frank Herbert's Dune to this much sillier Douglas Adams book. Elise.
What is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
You got it.
Top 100 books, 1,000.
Seven of the top 10 books on the list were written by women, including this series by Diana Gabaldon. Elise.
What is Outlander?
Right, you are.
Top 100 books, 400, please.
Only one title from each author could make the list. These two sisters represented the Bronte family at number 10 and number 21. Sathvik.
Who are Charlotte and Emily?
Correct.
Racket Sports, 400.
The name of this racket game that's played on a four-walled court also means to crush. Elise?
What is squash?
That's it.
You're keeping me out, 400, please.
Despite the name of this wild African pig, the bumps on its face aren't caused by a virus. They're just protective. Elise?
What is the warthog?
Warthog, yeah.
You're keeping me out, 600, please.
Don't take my odd looks the wrong way. I'm just a simple one of these fowl with the same name as a Kentucky bourbon. Dave.
What is wild turkey?
Correct.
National Dave, 4,000, please.
Spare a thought for the humphead wrasse and Oahu tree snail on the third Friday in May, the national day for these. Elise.
What are endangered species?
You got it.
National Day, 800, please.
On February 1st, I scream, you scream, we all scream for this fancy dessert named for the 49th state. Elise.
What is baked Alaska?
Good.
You're creeping me out, 1,000, please.
A type of crab found near Antarctic hydrothermal vents is called this, like the abominable snowman. Sathvik?
What is Yeti?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Racket Sports, 1,000.
Spanish for ball, this Basque court game was a 1924 Olympic demonstration sport. Sathvik?
What is pelota?
Correct.
You're creeping me out, 800.
Sounding like a truly gross salad item, these sea creatures expel their organs and grow new ones. Dave.
What is a cucumber?
Sea cucumbers, yes.
National Day for two.
The second Monday in February is clean out your this day, so shake the crumbs out of that keyboard and delete those unused .exes. Sathvig.
What is a computer?
That's right.
Dave, 400.
Right. Actually write, on paper, a letter on June 1st, the national day for these alliterative and friendly correspondents. Dave.
What are pen pals?
Yeah. Now the last, well, we won't get to that last clue. You're at 2,400 in third place, but Dave goes first in Double Jeopardy. We'll see what happens. Elise has held on to the lead since the get-go in that first round. But Dave, you're going first now and selecting from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Not Wonder Woman, Plunder Woman. Then, first name song titles. What is that person doing? Island Nation Capital Cities, followed by I Got Religion. And finally, I'm stuck in the middle with you. The letter U is exactly in the middle of each correct response. Start.
Let's do religion for four.
One quarter of the noble eightfold path of this religion is saying nothing to hurt others and gaining knowledge of the truth. Suffolk.
What is Buddhism?
That's it.
Religion 800.
In 1990, Father Gabriel Amorth co-founded the International Association of these people who deal with the possessed. Elise.
What are exorcists?
Correct.
First name, song titles, 400, please.
Stop! Police! This title woman. You don't have to put on the red light. Dave.
Who's Roxanne?
Correct.
What is that person doing for four?
Reading this part of the paper. Mutz really has him holding his sides. Dave.
The comics.
Yes.
Stuck in the middle for 12.
It's another name for whooping cough. Elise?
What is pertussis?
That's it.
Plunder Woman, 400.
Pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read avoided execution by the British because they both happened to be in this condition. Dave.
What is pregnant?
That's right.
What is that person doing for eight?
With the service Carbonite doing an alliterative business this, an important but often neglected computer task. Elise.
What is backup?
That's great.
Stuck in the middle with you, 1600.
Doing some speechifying? Work on this, the study and practice of oral delivery. Dave.
What is elocution?
Good.
Plunder Woman for eight.
Lagertha was formidable in the 9th century among these Scandinavian invaders. Elise.
Who are the Vikings?
Yes.
First name, song titles, 800.
Lady Gaga titled this song the Spanish version of late designer McQueen's first name. Elise.
What is Alejandro?
Alejandro, good.
First name, song titles, 1200.
I'm begging, darling, please. Eric Clapton wrote this love song for Patty Harrison, then wed to Eric's good pal, George. Dave.
What is Layla?
Layla, yes.
Stuck in the middle, four.
The quills of this rodent consist of long, sharp bristles of fused hairs. Southwick.
What is a porcupine?
Good.
Island Nation Capital Cities, 1200.
Valletta, Malta, was named for the Grand Master of the Knights Hospitaller after they survived a 1565 siege there by this empire. Southwick.
What is the Byzantine Empire?
No. Elise.
What is the Ottoman Empire?
You got it.
First name, song title, 1600.
This British singer-songwriter introduced us to both Veronica and Allison. Elise.
Who is Elvis Costello?
Sounds like one of your favorites. Go.
Very favorite. First name, song titles for 2000.
Kiss got all ballady singing this woman. I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Elise.
Who is Beth?
Beth is right.
Stuck in the middle with you, 800.
It's the opposite of diurnal. Elise.
What is nocturnal?
Correct.
Plunder Woman, 1200.
Here's Sarah.
The most successful pirate of all time was a woman. Qing Shi grew her late husband's fleet into more than 1,000 ships, controlling almost all the piracy in this sea. The emperor had to offer her amnesty to end it.
Elise?
What is the South China Sea?
You are right again.
Plunder Woman, 1600.
18th century pirate Rachel Wall went ashore and met her downfall for this type of robbery. She took a bonnet on a Boston public road. Sattvic?
Where's highway?
Yes.
Island Nation Capital City, 1600.
With room for 7,000 worshippers, Al-Fateh Mosque in Manama, capital of this island kingdom, is the nation's largest. Sattvic?
Where's Bahrain?
Good.
Island Nation, 2000.
Founded in 1736 as a stopping place for ships between Europe and Asia, Port Louis is the capital of this island nation in the Indian Ocean. Elise.
What is Mauritius?
Yes.
Stuck in the middle with you, 2000.
Daimyo, who controlled vast territories, employed many of these warriors. Sattvic.
What are samurai?
Good.
Plunder Woman, 2000.
Sayyida al-Hurra 16th century pirate queen of the Western Mediterranean, was one of these French-named pirates of the Barbary Coast. And they were known as corsairs. Back to you, Sothvik.
Let's try religion for 1,200, please.
Answer there. Daily double. You can see the scores.
7,700.
All right, here is the clue. This directional group formalized its split from Northerners in Augusta, Georgia, in 1845.
Who are the Southern Baptists?
That's it. And you jump up to 16,300.
What is that person doing, 1,200?
Packing a picnic basket and being sure to include these pickled flower buds to flavor the salad. Elise?
What are capers?
Capers, yes.
What is that person doing, 1,600?
Folding the U.S. flag in the official manner, bending it over onto itself this many times. The official manner? 13 times. Elise, go.
What is that person doing, 2,000?
The bachata, or is it the merengue? Anyway, a dance from this Caribbean country. Elise.
What is the Dominican Republic?
Yes, less than a minute now with four clues.
I got religion, 1,600.
At the Passover Seder, a cup of wine is poured and left untouched for this prophet due to his role in the coming of the Messiah. Elise.
Who is Elijah?
He's the one.
A religion, 2,000.
Often called Islamic law, it's broader than secular law codes and uses recommended and disapproved, not legal and illegal. Dave.
Sharia law?
That's it.
800 for capital cities.
Answer. The Daily Double.
6,000.
All right, here is the clue. Rosso Dominica was burned by the French in 1805 and suffered near total destruction by one of these in 1979.
I'll say it. What is a bomb?
No, what is a hurricane? All right, you dropped to 2,400. You could still be a factor in final. Here comes the category for the three of you. Movie and book titles. Good subject. Clue in a moment.
Former Mayor Catherine Pugh indicted. The next steps in the case and possible indictments that could follow the Healthy Holly scandal.
County schools employees violating a school board order. The allegations of financial documents being destroyed.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is hump day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you get out much, this category might be good for you. Movie and book titles. Here is the clue, players. This title of a 1962 novel and 1975 film refers to the direction the last of three geese took in an old nursery rhyme. 30 seconds. Good luck. In a flock. One flew east, one flew west. We start with you, Dave. You had $2,400. Were you able to write anything down? What is...
Upstream.
Upstream, no. That's incorrect. It'll cost you nothing. Okay, you stay at $2,400. Let's come down to our champion, Southwick. He had $16,300. Did he come up with the correct response? One flew east, one flew west, and one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Correct. Your wager, I hope it's a big one. It is $11,499. You are now in the lead at $27,799 as we go to Elise. Played brilliantly. $26,600 going into the final. And came up with a correct response. And risked enough. $8,000. She becomes a new champion with $34,600. What a day for her. Enjoy the moment. We'll see you again tomorrow. You too.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.